Hello and welcome to the IRPP's interview with the author series. My guest today is James Brocks, professor of economics at the University of Waterloo. He is co-author, along with IRPP senior fellow Jeremy Leonard, of the study Shoring Up the Competitive Posture of Canadian Manufacturers, What Are the Policy Levers, published by the IRPP May 14th. Welcome, Professor Brocks.
Good morning.
The Canadian manufacturing sector is in the midst of an unprecedented economic crisis, having endured nearly 2 years of recession with more hard times to come. While the recent weakness can be attributed to the faltering economy in the U.S., Canadian manufacturers suffer from a longer-term structural problem. To what do you attribute Canada's poor productivity performance in the manufacturing sector?
I think without doubt the main cause for this problem has been the lack of investment in productive capital resources for our workers to use in production. This includes all types of capital and machinery and equipment on the plant floor, publicly provided infrastructure, and investment in human capital in the form of higher education and research and development processes.
Are there some areas that are worse off than others?
Well, as is always the case, there are certain industries that suffer more from the lack of one type of capital than others. But I think the basic deficiencies that I mentioned before are fairly common right across the manufacturing sector in Canada.
Has the Canadian manufacturing sector hit rock bottom, do you think? Is the worst behind us? Do we see a light at the end of the tunnel?
In terms of the current short-term recession caused mainly by the financial crisis in the United States, I do think that the worst is behind us and we're beginning to go back into a normal trajectory. The problem was, however, that our trajectory was always lower than that in the United States. And these long-term structural problems, I think, still require policy changes, or we're going to recover but continue to grow at a slower rate.
What kind of policy changes do you recommend in your study?
Well, there are a number of things, from making the markets more competitive, reducing barriers to foreign investment in certain sectors, making it easier for new immigrants to bring their skills into productive readiness. But primarily the things we focus on are things that affect the pricing of capital being invested, the value of the dollar, which my personal view is we've suffered from an undervalued Canadian dollar, which tended to make the price of capital investment in Canada too costly, but more areas that a lot of economists would agree, such as reducing the rate of taxation on capital formation to make it more cost-effective for our manufacturers to become adapters of current technology.
You mentioned in your study that the low Canadian dollar has hidden, perhaps, our competitiveness problem.
It has. It's reduced the cost structure. Popular press tends to say that the problem with the high Canadian dollar is we can't sell on world markets. That's really not true because most of our exports are priced in U.S. currency anyway. The problem is that our inputs are priced in Canadian dollars. When the Canadian dollar rises, we have a cost-price squeeze, making it less productive for our manufacturers. But the long-term needs is really to become more capital-intensive. Most of the capital that's used in our industries are produced abroad, and the lower value of the Canadian dollar increases the price of these capital goods, increasingly making us a labor-intensive productive sector. And while that does, in the short run, increase employment, in the long run, it actually reduces employment and reduces the wage that those employed are going to receive. And neither of those are good for long-term prospects.
Mm. And you do talk about the idea that in Canada we have one of the highest rates of post-secondary education in the industrialized world, but we still have human capital going to waste. Why is that?
Well, in general, and particularly in manufacturing, we simply do not employ these highly skilled people in areas where they can be most productive. We underutilize a lot of our skills. We don't make effective use. We have a lot of them in sectors other than manufacturing where they can aid to economic activity. But if we had more of these highly skilled people in the manufacturing sector, we could increase our competitive structure there. Part of it, I think, goes to management practices where we could perhaps use a bit more state-of-the-art management techniques.
And what about the notion that we are unable to connect ideas generated in university settings to effective use in the business community?
Yeah, we have a very good university system producing a lot of the state-of-the-art research. But I have done some studies in the past that looked at the technology transfer from universities to the private sector, and we don't do a good job of making business aware of what's being done in the university sector. So a lot of the research is of good academic value and is published in the academic press, but is not really picked up by business practitioners and allowed to affect the process on the plant level to actually make our plants more effective. Americans may use our ideas more than Canadians do.
Mm-hmm. Professor Brock, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
James Brock is co-author of the study, Shoring Up the Competitive Posture of Canadian Manufacturers, What Are the Policy Levers?, published by the IRPP, May 14th. To download the study free of charge, log on to our website, www.irpp.org.